Welcome to this Budget and Tax News podcast. I'm Steve Stanek, Managing Editor of Budget and Tax News. I'm happy to have with us today Emily Scarbeck. Emily is Assistant Professor of Economics at San Jose State University and Director of the Center on Entrepreneurial Innovation at the Independent Institute. Emily, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, I'm glad you're here. For listeners who might not know, you should really check out the Independent Institute. It does great work defending freedom. Part of that work includes exposing the ways government often harms citizens, and that's where you come in, Emily. As part of your work at the Independent Institute, you serve as director of the Government Cost Calculator. The Government Cost Calculator is a new service from the Independent Institute. It enables any American to clearly understand three aspects of federal government spending. So I'm hoping you can describe for us those three aspects of federal spending and how the calculator helps Americans understand them.
Sure. So the first thing to know about the calculator is that it gives each user that comes to our website a personalized estimate of what they're likely to have to pay in federal taxes over their entire lifetime. Okay. Second thing that the calculator does, and really where it starts to become a bit more unique than other measures of government spending, is that the calculator will tell citizens what the dollar value of those contributions would be if they could save and invest them in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And then the assumptions that we use there are just a standard historical rate of return on a well-diversified portfolio, so nothing too ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
What's really significant about that measure is that it allows people to realize what the alternative uses of those tax dollars would be if they didn't have to pay for various particular programs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at the individual level, if I'm a college student and I'm trying to estimate what the value of my Social Security tax burden will be over my lifetime, I can go to the calculator, type in some very basic information, and find out what I could otherwise earn if I could save that money and invest it in the stock market for a long-term rate of return. So those are the first two things that the calculator does. The final thing that it does is it allows, like I said, users to break down federal spending into various categories. So find out what the contributions are for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, interest on the debt, the war in Iraq, the recent bailouts, for instance, and isolate those payments in particular so that they can understand what particular programs they may care about are costing them.
So if, for instance, a person is upset about some of the agricultural subsidies, they could go to the calculator and they could find out what is it costing us for the agriculture department. Is that
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to know what made the Independent Institute decide to do this. This couldn't have been an easy project to pull off, I don't think.
Well, we've taken a lot of time in developing the model underneath the calculator, and we're actually making constant updates to the website as we develop more and more tools. But the idea behind the government cost calculator is, you know, to help people understand the total costs of government spending, and in particular, the problems of the rising debt and the annual budget deficits that we're facing. So the idea behind the calculator is to provide some level of transparency to federal spending and make it easy for anyone to digest these huge figures that are thrown out, you know, in public policy debate all the time.
Yeah, I know right now the current U.S. national debt is somewhere around $13.5 trillion, and it's projected to reach somewhere around $23 trillion in less than 10 years.
And that's absolutely right.
Yeah. And
annual deficits are actually projected to grow up to $1 trillion annually very quickly. And one of the aspects that the calculator highlights is showing just how unsustainable this growth in federal spending is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're an economist, so I'm sure you have some thoughts on this. I'm curious to know, why do you think government started to skyrocket as it did under George Bush, when for six of his 8 years we had the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate controlled by Republicans, who spent a long time telling Americans we're fiscally responsible? When Bush came into office, I've checked these figures, total federal spending was about $1.8 trillion. By the time he left office, it was almost $3.4 trillion, just an astonishing growth in government.
Absolutely. I think that the problem that you're discussing, though, has roots that run much deeper, and I would think that they go, back much farther than just the Bush years. Mm-hmm. But I think that from an economist's point of view, we like to boil things down to the very basics. And from the very basics, Milton Friedman, I think, said it best when he said, nobody spends someone else's money as wisely as they spend their own.
Yep.
And when we get into a situation, especially when we start entrusting government with these large-scale entitlement programs of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which constitute really the huge growth in federal spending that we've seen, we've put ourselves in a position where we're expecting the government to spend, our money at least as wisely as we would spend it ourselves, and that's just simply not the case.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, though, is the single most underappreciated aspect in this entire debate is this notion that new taxes can somehow make up for the shortfall.
I was just trying to get to that. The Debt Deficit Commission came out with its report, and they're recommending spending cuts. They are recommending tax increases in some areas. They're recommending lower tax rates in other areas, but the elimination of certain deductions. I'm wondering what you think of all that.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, there was a great study that was done in the 1980s, and it was done for the Joint Economic Committee by two economists from Ohio State. And what they found, it was Richard Vedder and Lowell Galloway. And what they found was that for every single new dollar of taxes, okay, it led to more than $1 of new spending by Congress. Now, surely, that was one study that was done in the 1980s. Well, since then, the study has been repeated under every conceivable specification, controlling for business cycle fluctuations, wars, using different types of financial data, using different time periods, any specification you can possibly come up with, economists have tested it, and the results are the same. No matter how you configure the data and what variables you use, higher taxes never once resulted in less spending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think understanding that really gets to that core that when we start asking the government to provide goods for us that we can otherwise, equally as well attain in the market,
mm-hmm.
then we shouldn't be expecting, we shouldn't be surprised when we get these propensities to accumulate annual deficits that compound into large-scale public debt.
Mm-hmm. And for people who are concerned about this and who are worried about what the impact is on them as individuals, I think the government cost calculator is a great tool. I've been on the site a few times and have done the calculation for myself and just about fell out of my chair when I saw the numbers. And you also have, I think, a lot of other useful things up there, various news updates and things to keep people abreast of issues that relate to this. So I think it's a very, very good, very easy to use tool. For people who are interested in it, how do they get to it?
OK, Okay, well, the calculator is located at mygovcost.org. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, so if you just get on your Twitter account and type in mygovcost.org, you'll find us there as well. We do have a blog that we update almost daily, and we're constantly making new additions to the site, so we encourage your listeners to come and check us out and hopefully stay abreast of some of the developments that occur that relate to federal spending and federal debt.
Well, I encourage them, too. I think it's a great tool you've put together, and I thank you for doing it, and I thank you for being with us. Emily Scarbeck of San Jose State University and the Independent Institute, thanks for joining us today, and thanks to you listeners. I hope you join us again for next week's Budget and Tax News Podcast.